"So you do think he did it?" Alain said. "I think there is some pretty damning evidence against him." Enzo took thoughtful sips of his whiskey. "But also plenty of room for doubt." He laughed. "As I said, I'm getting nowhere, very fast. Do you know the man yourself?" Alain shrugged. "I've encountered him once or twice. Can't say he made a very good impression on me. But he was old Dr. Gassman's patient, and when Gassman retired, it was another doctor in the practice who took over the Kerjean file. I've only seen him professionally on very rare occasions. Socially, never." He looked toward his wife. "How about you, darling?" She nodded.
"Yes, I had dealings with him a couple of times when I was nursing at the clinic. An unpleasant sort of man."
Enzo turned toward the doctor's wife.
"Oh, yes, I'd forgotten. The receptionist said you'd worked at the clinic."
"Only for a short while, a very long time ago, when Alain and I were first married, and he was the new kid on the block in the practice. I stayed on for a while after Primel was born. My mother was a big help looking after the baby. But with Alain's hours and mine, it just wasn't practical, and in the end I gave it up."
She smiled, almost sadly.
"I always promised myself I'd go back to nursing when he got older. But then we had the girls, and I'm still in demand as a mom."
Alain smiled fondly at his wife.
"She's more than just a nurse, you know, Monsieur MacLeod. She's a trained physical therapist. We could do with her back."
She returned his smile.
"Maybe, once the girls have gone to university. We'll see."
Alain threw back his head and roared with laughter.
"On verra, on verra." He turned toward Enzo. "It's been the same refrain all our married life. We'll see, we'll see. And when Elizabeth says we'll see, it means you can bet your shirt on it. I remember once, many moons ago, we sat talking in this very room about the possibility of having more children. Primel was proving quite a handful at the time, and all Elizabeth said was, 'We'll see.' As you've seen for yourself, one became three. Without any further discussion, I might add."
Elizabeth grinned.
"It's a woman's prerogative to prevaricate in the beginning and decide for herself in the end."
She sipped at her whiskey.
"Without any further discussion. And anyway, you don't make babies by discussing it."
She and Alain exchanged another smile, then she laid down her glass.
"I'd better go and see to old Emile."